We're to bless those who curse us, says the Bible. But nowhere does it say to bless the Jews for their earthly interests. It's a Protestant fallacy hatched from the Scofield Bible that turns Abraham's faith into a Jewish supremacist dogma.
God's promise to Abraham and the Jewish people that affects every person here and what we're doing tonight is, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. This is God's foreign policy statement for Israel that has never changed.
Bull, it has nothing to do with Israel. It's about Abraham's walk with God, by which the gospel was preached, says St. Paul in Galatians. For Genesis 3:12 concludes, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed, showing that Abraham's sons are not those related by blood, but who follow his faith. But for Hagee, the gospel is an arse-kissing magic show.
Let me tell you something. When you as a person, when you as a ministry, when you as a nation began to do practical acts of kindness that bless the Jewish people, the miracle working power of God begins to explode in your life.
Are you kidding? America's been blessing the Jews since Israel's inception, and the only thing exploding are continual wars for the Jews and a crumbling economy. With no jobs, no future for grads, and millions on food stamps, it looks more like a curse for America than a miracle. It's a match made in heaven.
Christians in America stand united for Israel today, tomorrow, and forever. Let the word go forth from this place tonight that the unity of 50 million evangelicals and 7 million Jews in America is a match made in heaven. We are unified together.
It's a match made in hell. And Jews are dragging deluded evangelicals down with them. Unite with God's enemies, and you're headed for hell. By blessing the Jews, you participate in their promotion of same-sex marriage. Bless the Jews, and you partake in their genocide of Palestinians, both Christian and Muslim. And you even join in their blasphemies against Christ.
You know, everybody blames the Jews for killing Christ, and then the Jews try to pass it off on the Romans. You know, I'm one of the few people that believes it was the blacks. I don't care. Good. I hope the Jews did kill Christ. I'd do it again. I'd fucking do it again in a second.
It's a pact with the devil.
If a line has to be drawn, draw the line around Christians and Jews. For the first time in 2,000 years, we are united and indivisible.
That's heresy. The church is not united with the synagogue of Satan. Flee Babylon, lest you partake of her crimes.